Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, May 15th. Coming up on today's show, we'll get into the surf report and the weather outlook. Then we'll jump into some local news and a few interesting happenings in business, science, and entertainment. But first, you'll be interested to know 84 years ago, today in 1940. In San Bernardino, California, brothers Morris Mack and Richard McDonald opened a drive-in restaurant that gave rise to the fast food chain McDonald's. So now you know. And now you know what time it is. It's time for the surf report. Expect fun-sized waves this week, ranging from thigh to waist high to chest to shoulder high, with occasional larger sets. The consistent southwest swell will provide cleaner conditions in the mornings, thanks to light offshore wind. However, as the day progresses, expect wind to shift onshore, increasing to 10 to 15 mile per hour and creating bumpier conditions, especially in the afternoons. Wednesday in Encinitas and North County, it's looking good and clean at 2 to 3 feet until 11. After that, it's looking pretty choppy until sunset. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2.5-foot outgoing tide, when the south-southeast swell is 2 feet at 15 seconds and the offshore wind is 2 mile per hour. The first low tide Wednesday will be 1 foot just after 11 a.m. with a 4-foot high tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Checking out the weather in the Encinitas area. This morning, it's cloudy and feels like 59 degrees with 3-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 7:40, and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:48. It looks like we're in for some patchy drizzle and fog before 11. And it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 63 and wind of 5 to 10 mile per hour. Tonight, cloudy with a low around 60. Looking ahead in the weather. Thursday will be cloudy with a high near 63 degrees after morning fog clears. Patchy fog is possible Thursday night through Sunday night. Friday and Saturday will be cloudy with highs in the low 60s. Sunday will see increasing clouds with a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the San Diego County Fair is embracing a nostalgic theme this year titled Let's Go Retro. Running from June 12th to July 7th, at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, the fair will offer a dive into the past, spanning from the 1950s to the millennium. This 20-day event is packed with activities ranging from animal showcases to thrilling rides, games, live music, and more. The fair is not only a hub of entertainment, but also a significant employment opportunity, with over 1,000 temporary jobs available across various roles. Whether you're into ticket taking, directing traffic, or guest services, there's a place for you. Interested applicants can start applying now, with positions paying starting at $16 an hour. Now on to sports. The NFL quarterback market continues to soar, with potential new contracts pushing the limits towards $60 million annually. Following Jared Goff's lucrative deal of $212 million over 4 years, other quarterbacks like Trevor Lawrence, Jordan Love, and Tua Tagovailoa are poised to negotiate significant contracts, possibly reaching or exceeding $50 million a year. Dak Prescott is also in discussions for a substantial extension. The trend reflects the rising salary cap and the increasing importance of quarterbacks in the league's strategic plays. As negotiations progress, these quarterbacks are likely to further elevate the salary standards for their position. Last night in local sports, the Padres at home lost to the Rockies 6-3. And they close out the series this afternoon in a getaway game as they head to Atlanta for their four-game series starting Friday. In top news, according to Fitch Ratings, homes in 90% of major U.S. metropolitan areas are currently overvalued, with the most significant price increases occurring in the southern states, including Tennessee, Arkansas, and South Carolina. As of the end of 2023, homes nationwide were overvalued by 11%. Despite a recent increase in home listings, suggesting a move toward market normalization, high mortgage rates and escalating home prices continue to challenge the housing market. The 30-year mortgage rate averaged 7% as of early May. Fitch anticipates that home price growth could decelerate significantly in 2024. In business news, U.S. digital bank, Chime, is introducing a new financial product, MyPay, which allows customers early access to up to $500 of their wages before payday. This product aligns with the growing trend in earned wage access services that cater to Americans who need funds between paychecks, especially gig workers and freelancers. MyPay will operate without mandatory fees, interest, or credit checks, relying on historical wage data to estimate available amounts. As Chime prepares for a potential public offering in the near future, CEO Chris Britt views MyPay as both a way to enhance customer engagement and a strategic move to attract new users. This launch comes amid ongoing regulatory discussions on whether EOS should be classified as a loan, which would impose stricter regulations. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is now $61,500. Ethereum is $2,800. And Solana is $142. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Google is set to enhance its Gemini 1.5 Pro AI model by doubling its context window to 2 million tokens, a move that significantly expands the model's data processing capacity. This increase allows the AI to analyze and remember more information for longer periods, enhancing the quality of interactions and responses. The term tokens refers to segments of data, like words or parts of words, that the AI uses to understand and generate language. A larger context window enables the AI to handle more complex queries and provide more detailed responses, potentially transforming how users interact with Google's technologies. This update, still in private preview for developers, marks a significant step in AI development, aiming toward infinite context, where AI could access and utilize an unlimited amount of data. And in entertainment news, Only Murders in the Building returns for its fourth season with an exciting new teaser. Set to premiere on Hulu on August 27th, the beloved series takes its trio, Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez to Los Angeles. This season revolves around a Hollywood studio's interest in making a film about their podcast amidst their investigation into the latest murder. The plot thickens as they question who the true target was, leading to more mystery and intrigue back in New York. The cast is joined by stars such as Meryl Streep and Eugene Levy, enhancing the already dynamic ensemble. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great comedian Martin Short. He said, "My natural state is to be happy. I'm naturally buoyant. I wake up feeling, what a great morning. I had some tragedy in my life, absolutely, but I don't know one human being who hasn't. You either learn from it and become empowered by it, or you become a victim to it. It's life after all." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.